get it. And make them do it quicker the better, so it's going to be fine at the end of the year.
Bill Moyer?
Mr. President?
Yeah.
This.
If you were there, they weren't in here last.
Yes, please.
Well, please get me Abe Portis.
Yes, sir.
To be at his office or his home.
All right, sir.
He's his office, I think.
They weren't in here last night. They've got this property. But no way they claim it's headed for the time. Say that again, please.
He's coming to the telephone, sir. He'll be right with you.
Hello? Hello?
There he is.
Abe?
Yes, sir.
Walter's in here.
Yes, sir.
And he says that George has thought all along he and Pierre Salinger have had a big debate over this release.
Yes, sir.
And he's thought all along he's right, and he knows now he is because you agree with him. And because Al Friendly, who little sumbitch is always causing us trouble, he's made an inquiry about Don Reynolds.
Yes, sir.
The FBI looks mighty bad on him, but that ain't got anything to do with it. He thinks we ought to go up and try to get the committee to release this thing tomorrow.
Well, they can release it. They have the committee's already voted to release it, and the question is, at what time they're running.
Why would we want to increase our circulation on Sunday, even if the Washington Post used it? Every paper in America's got twice the circulation on Sunday it's got any other time.
Well, that's true.
We got an economic message, and Tuesday we got the budget. And I don't believe that it would be in but over one paper. I believe it'd just be this son of a bitch Friendly.
Well, that's not what George reports to me.
Well, George said he's had one inquiry.
No, he's got more than that. He's got, the Hearst papers have a story and various other papers have.
All the Hearst papers have them, they're here now asking me about it, and I'm showing them the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Walter just told me, go and ask George, quit lying, tell us how many he's got. He told you one, didn't he?
Right.
Walter just walked in the office, said he just finished talking to him, said the only inquiry he had was Al Friendly.
Well, I got the impression that there were more, Mr. President.
Well, there's not, though.
And,
On impressions, if it's just one, I want to get the argument for releasing it ahead of the other thing.
No, I couldn't give you an argument on that basis.
All right, well, then let's see, then. I'm sorry, George can't handle this, but I guess it's above him.
But if there are more, which is what I understood from him, I think the only effective thing is to release it.
I think any of them that break it Saturday won't hurt you. If Al Friendly runs a story Saturday morning, the Saturday paper's lied, nobody reads the paper on Saturday.
You got the Post will break it Saturday, and then a lot of other papers will break it Sunday, and still more on Monday. And this Tuesday, time's...
Well, Pierre and them thought the ideal way to do it the other day was to leak it and let one or two of them use it.
Well, that is assuming that you could hold the story, but it now appears, at least I understand from George, that you can't hold it.
Wait just a minute. He's only had one inquiry, Abe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd change my position.
All right. Tell him that changes his position. Is George still on the line? And he doesn't know whether he's going to use it or not. And I think if he'd read him the stuff on Reynolds, he probably wouldn't read it.
Well, George was going to do that, and I think has done it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm afraid of is that you're going to get a play on the Post, and if he releases it, if anybody breaks this story, everybody's going to print it because everybody's got it in one form or another.
I don't believe everybody's got it. What makes you think that now?
Well, that's the very least you can get out of what George says.
Well, I... Well, what?
I'm relying only on George.
Wait a minute, George says Whitley's had some inquiries.
Yeah. Well, and no question about this, Mr. President. If the thing could be held until Tuesday, that's the right thing to do. Now, if the judgment of people who ought to know is that it can't be held until Tuesday, then the only other thing to do is get out the transcript.
Well, you've got to, Abe, you've got two men. You've got Salinger and Reedy. And Reedy thinks it ought to be today.
Well, Sarlinge hadn't been around today, has he?
Oh, no, but he knows all the facts.
Uh-huh.
And it was, just very honestly, I have a greater respect for his overall judgment of the press actions. And,
but wouldn't you agree, Mr. President, that that's the way, that's the correct analysis? If the story can be held until Tuesday, hold it.
That's right. Or if it's just going to appear in the Washington Post and the Philadelphia Inquirer and three or four of them on the basis of rumor and gossip without any confirmation, I think they'd be damn careful what they published.
Right.
And I think that then it would get drowned. As a matter of fact, Pierre Salinger suggested that we leak it to the Washington Post or one of them and let them run a little of it so it takes the bloom off of it.
Oh, gee, he knows more about this than I ever will.
He suggested the other night that we might leak it to some of them and let one or two of them use it where it's kind of old stuff by the time the committee leaks it, and then it's not anything new.
Well, my impression from George is that the boys have got it, a lot of them have got it, a lot of them, and that they're just hanging around waiting until they can dare to release it. And if some of them release it, others will release the damn thing.
None of them have gotten it, except that some committee man might have told some rumor. Mm-hmm. It has not been released. It hadn't been published. They haven't got the facts. The data is not assembled and won't be until next Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, how many of them are going to try to beat Tuesday morning? Al Friendly had one this morning. I called Kay Graham at 1 o'clock. It's almost like my house that he's kept me from selling. He ought to get sued for the damn lie he wrote on the house.
Well, Kay had it a long time ago. She showed it to me, and I said, well, Kay, you can't print this damn stuff because it's half lies and half true, and the committee going to get around to releasing this, and that's when you ought to run it. She said, that's right. That was about 10 days ago.
Well, you think you ought to talk to her about running it?
I will.
I think she's in Los Angeles, but I called her last night at 1 o'clock. They said that I had taken the position I wouldn't debate, and I was killing a bill to prevent a debate and the damnedest lie that I ever read by a fellow named Ducha.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said it has no basis. It's not true. I haven't been asked my opinion. The bill's passed both houses. It's in conference. They tell me, I just called Chairman Harris, and he said he's waiting on Magnuson to get back from California. And Kay said, all right, she'd do something about it. So she killed it in the morning paper.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if she showed you this memorandum, you could very properly say to you, the committee is going to release what information they have, which is a full answer, and read her what kind of a guy this Reynolds is. And they've had to kick him out of the State Department. They've had to kick him out of the Air Force.
She knows that, and Al knows that, too. And George told Al, according to what George said to me, that he didn't think the Post or any other newspaper ought to publish an unsworn statement by a neurotic, no-good guy of this kind, which old Friendly says, well, I'm a newspaper man, as if that condones any kind of mayhem. But I think that's the question, is a question of fact here.
Well, I don't know how you can determine the fact. Salinger says that if the committee doesn't release it till Tuesday, that we ought to release it the day that we can release it. George thinks that it ought to be released today, so it's a question of whose judgment is best.
Well, isn't a damn thing that anybody that we ought to can say or ought to say, except that Walter's made his statement, and he's made it in a proper forum, which is a committee, and the committee, it's up to the committee to release it. That's the inhibiting factor here. And the only answer we've got to this thing is for the whole transcript to be released. And the question is the time.
What's going to happen when that transcript is released?
Oh, it's going to be a one-day play. It's going to be a one-day play, but at least they'll have George's sworn Walter's sworn statement there that they'll have to run.
What will be the conclusion that you acted indiscreetly in accepting a high FICEP?
I hope not. I think that the explanation's in there very clearly, which is that this was a gift in 1957 from a man who was working for you then and to whom you had been very nice. Don't see any indiscretion in it. Why the hell is it indiscreet to accept something like that from an employee?
I've got another little bit of a problem connected with it, Avis Walter.
Yeah, well.
Senator Jordan called me a little while ago and said that they had shown, that the transcript shows, and I didn't know this before, they didn't get to me through the other channels, that they had shown my statement to Reynolds.
Yep.
And that Reynolds said that he agreed with all of it except the fact that I didn't have anything to do with the advertising, but said, that I did have, and that, as a matter of fact, that I talked to Mr. Young at one time that he knew of. I do not believe that. I've looked at my notes and my files, and I don't believe I ever talked to Mr. Young.
Well, that's a complete answer to it. That you, to the best of your recollection, you did not talk with Young. The only question is whether somebody ought to try to track down Young. And,
well, if they track down, that's what Senator Jordan said. He said, if they track down Young, and he said that he talked to me at one time, then I'd be two of them saying they had talked to me and me saying they hadn't.
Well, I think we ought to get some fellas, get somebody from the bureau or somewhere to track down Young and get him committed first before somebody from the committee or somebody else or some damn reporter.
Well, he's associated with Reynolds, though.
Hmm?
He's Reynolds' friend. He's associated with Reynolds. Huh?
Well, that's a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah, 7 years.
But I would think that if this is put up to him properly, he would corroborate you. You'd remember it if you had talked to him.
No, I might not. I might have talked to him on the telephone about that time, and I don't believe I ever saw him.
I didn't what Reynolds said.
No, he said that I was in touch with him, according to Senator Jordan, and he thinks that I saw him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, I think,
Senator Jordan thought I might want to amend a word or two to say to the best of my recollection or something. He said if there's any question about him, I said, well, I don't think there's any question about him.
Well, hell, any affidavit is to the best of your recollection. I think the only question on that story is whether we could get some friendly fella to get in touch with, you know, from the bureau or something, to get in touch with Young first and before somebody leads him into saying that he did talk with you.
I sure can do that.
Well, that's
I don't know where to find him. I just know his name. I know the name of a company, which I'll bet doesn't exist any longer, but we'll...
I know, but I think these fellas can track him down.
Locate him.
Yeah.
Are you going to call Kay now and say that this thing she talked to you about, that Friendly is calling George Reed and wanted to run it?
I'll call her immediately. I
think it's going to be released Tuesday. And
your White House operators know where to get Kay?
I don't know. They told me they did get her last night. Walter can get her for you.
All right.
You place a call and have him talk from that number, Walter.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You're at your office?
No, I'm at home.
You're at home?
Yep.
All right.
And remember, I talked to her last night and she killed one story, so she may be a little reluctant to...
Well, I won't tell her. I don't know anything about
that. I just tell her that they called Reedy today, and it's going to be out Tuesday, and this guy's a no-good son of a bitch, and the post ought to be running ahead of time, and I think that'll kill them all. I don't think you'll have another story on it, but you might.
Well, if we can kill that post story, but I think this damn guy Friendly's, he just out to vindicate this old monstrosity that he's responsible for. But I'll get in touch with Kay and do the best I can.
Let Walter know.
I'll put the call in for you right now.
Thank you, Walter.
Do you want to say anything to George?
Goodbye.